I want to introduce tonight my new co-host that will be working with me for the next at least 6 weeks, and she will probably be going on to do her own show, but Rhonda Harrison is with me from Red Feathers, Colorado. Now, tell everybody where Red Feathers is, Rhonda.
I live up in the high northern Rocky Mountains of Colorado, just outside of Fort Collins. To the north, and then up above that is Laramie, Wyoming, and it's a state highway that goes through there. And I live about 30 miles off the main highway, up in the mountains at about 9,000 feet, where we've already had 3 snows. And we have a huge fishing community and about 25 various lakes in the area and really good trout fishing.
Mm. Well, this is just to goes to show you that the RBR network is stretching around the world with the host and with the moderators. Rhonda also hosts for Anamiki from Holland on her show, and for Reverend Robert J.B. McMillan from Little Rock, Arkansas. And as I said, we'll be doing our own show. Jerry Bunting, who has been my moderator up to now, has created the Renford Broadcast Network on YouTube, which has been quite a chore. And if you will go and visit that site, it's a very big site. It has 6 sections with the laws of material wealth. The first DVD is there if you want to get a taste of what the DVDs are like. And then there's the Bookman Show, which is my local television show that's put up there because a lot of people don't get Comcast. And then we have also the Core Concepts Lecture Series, which is a really unusual series. You can find almost anything you want to about different religions and spiritual disciplines on the Internet, but I think that we have people on the show you wouldn't even know to look for. And then we have Music with Meaning, we have the audio books, and we have the Renford Theater, which is a way for you to watch religious, spiritual shows that you might not know how to get a hold to. So Jerry has ideas and has developed the Renford Affirmation that you ought to go take a look at. That's very interesting. You could use that like a morning meditation if you wanted to. And she's hoping to do a lot more things with it. So that brings us up to tonight. We have started, we covered chapter 2 and 3. Now what these are the 3, these are multiple choice questions, and they're basically taken from the book, the workbook, and sometimes mention of it's made in the DVDs and CDs. So if you haven't, and of course you can get some information on it from the support material. Now, there's 40 weeks of support material that's gone out, which is in excess, I think, of around 160-170 pages, and we're not finished by any stretch of the imagination. We have 54 total weeks, so we've got 14 more weeks in this program, and then we will move into interviewing and working with people who have established a business, some successfully, some not so. And we'll be talking about some of these things so you can get some, and we'll have some very practical type of classes to get down to all manner of things such as budgeting and marketing and one thing or another that may have to do or that you may find useful in your business. But the primary thing, the first thing, is to get rid of our stinking thinking, right? First thing is to put our heads on straight, and that's why we've gone through this process, starting with the affirmations to get rebooted in Chapter 1 and taking us all the way through. I want to remind you that if you have questions you want to ask, Rhonda will take your calls tonight, even though she's helping with the as co-hosting. If you call 347-838-9142, that's 347-838-9142. Be sure and press the 1 button on your touch-tone dial. That will flag her to bring you in for your question. If you're out there listening to the show, click on some of the advertising out there that we've got. It helps pay the bills, folks, and we appreciate you doing that. Take a look and see what people are advertising on the RBR network. Remember, we got 10 shows a week now. You can see the Cosmic Contact show on Monday at 6:30 Central Standard Time, hosted by Pam Drennan. Searchers Roadmap show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, hosted by Keith Blanchard. The I Am Well show on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, hosted by Anamiki. And the No Show Wednesday at 7 p.m. That is moderated by Rhonda and hosted by Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan. We have this show at 8:30, and then we have the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 on Thursday, Central Standard Time from New York. That's moderated by Cecil McDaniel. Sometimes he co-hosts that with Daryl Clark. And then we have Dream Vision 7 show on Friday at 3, coming from Boston, Massachusetts. This is from the Dream Vision 7 network with a listener base in 125 countries. It's a very interesting network of shows that you can connect up to and catch those as well. She comes back on Sunday with one of her hosts at 3 p.m. And then on Saturday we've got the Night Search show, which is a 13-year-old program. It's been on a long time. It's hosted by the state director of MUFON. It's a little bit more of the paranormal nature. As state director of MUFON, he's responsible for investigating any sightings that people have that they don't know what it is. They can call in to MUFON and get that done. And maybe we'll have time to talk a little bit more about some of the things that we offer with and we're looking to offer more without an enormous amount of capital. We have to work with a lot of different partners, and if you are interested in any aspect of what we're doing, be sure and give us a call and let's talk about it. Whether you are interested in a show or moderating or speaking, working with the Institute of Applied Metaphysics, the development of our curriculum, which is already a 3-degree level program, but we are open to adding to that, and the Church of Revelation program, which has got to be the most it's got to be the most unique church in the world because you can't join it. But if you go to the website iam-core.org, and you can download, go to the directory, you can download the core document, which explains what that's all about, how it works, and how you might participate in it. Now, now that I've done my little spiel, I'm going to pretty much turn the show over to Rhonda, and she'll be reading the lesson questions, and I'll only make comments where I think necessary because I'm battling a big cough that you may hear in the background and a little hoarseness. So, Rhonda, I'm turning the ball over to you. Are you with me, Rhonda?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Sorry. All right. Chapter 3, Question 1. Aristotle defines the first philosophy as being A, the truth, which is the source of all truth, B, the philosophy of the oldest gods, or C, the god of physical science.
Well, he called it the truth, which is the source of all truth. And that was the name that he gave to something that is now called metaphysica. And it was really a misnomer. They filed it in the archives in Rome when the Romans took the writings of Aristotle to Rome. And when they came to the first philosophy, they didn't know what to do with it. Because here was all of his other books were dealing with physics. And here was a book that was just, well, we'd call it metaphysical today. You know, it was what comes before a physical manifestation. So when we're talking about metaphysics, if you simplify and you think about it, it means what comes before a physical manifestation. That is, thought creates form. Without thought, there can be no form. So the answer to that is A.
Okay. So, you can only fully understand the universal laws from A, the personal experience of them in life or identifying experiences in which you can come to know a law, B, years in an ashram or with personal instruction of an Eastern guru, or C, the study of ancient texts when you have learned Sanskrit, Hebrew, classic Chinese, or Sumerian cuneiform text?
Cuneiform. That's the Sumerian cuneiform text. And obviously, there's not many of us that are going to learn all these ancient languages. And so that was being a little bit attempting to be funny on my part. The answer to that is A, the personal experience of them in life by in life or identifying experiences in which you can come to know a law. And I've reiterated on a number of occasions, this is not something that you can pass on. This is not something you require, Guru. You do not have to go into retreat. This is something that you need to be living your life, your real life, and working with your experiences and identifying and verifying those principles. Now, as time goes on, this will become more of an intuitive matter in which there's even more to be learned than it is on a conscious level. But let's start with being grounded, start with the process of identifying and verifying the laws from our own life experiences. All right, number three.
Number three, the universal principles apply. A, only to the application of natural laws. B, to anything and everything. Or C, theological spiritual matters only.
Well, you will find that B is the correct answer, that it applies to anything and everything. We've talked about all of the sayings, the cliches, the what goes around comes around is basically the law of balance and equalization, cause and effect. We've heard them all our lives, but we don't connect the dots. We don't connect that with being a universal principle. Birds of a feather flock together, same thing. We think of that as more in a negative way, like two bad boys can't tend to hang together. But it is, in fact, an expression of the law of attraction. And you've heard your coaches say, no pain, no gain. Get out there and hustle. You're going to get out of something what you put into it. That's the law of giving and receiving. So the universal principles apply to everything. In fact, they are the rules of the game of life. Even the laws of physics rest on these principles. All right, four.
Number four, your capabilities, needs, thinking, and objectives are unique to you. This makes A, you proof if you follow the lead of business success stories. B, it is very difficult to train you, but if trainable, you too can follow the process of millions before you. Or C, the wisdom of following someone else's success path without question, an enormous leap of faith.
Well, I believe in mentors. I believe it's important to find somebody who has been where you are and is now where you want to go. That makes sense. But following somebody blindly without asking questions and just because they've had a success themselves does not necessarily follow that you will. But so when I wrote that, I was referring to C, the wisdom of following someone else's success path without question.
And number five is one line sentence applicable in business to the law of absolute unity is A, there can be only one cook in the kitchen, B, you cannot develop a business in a vacuum, or C, a monopoly is the ultimate goal of business.
Well, I certainly don't think that A and C are correct. What I'm referring to is the fact that you're going to have people to buy your products. You're going to have people to help you sell the products. You're going to have to people all around you with doing different things, and you will have to attract the material and the people to you that can help you in building your business. So the correct answer there is B.
Okay, and number six, only with proper perspective can you, A, read the hidden desires of those with whom you negotiate, B, see the good in your competitors, or C, determine the questions that need answering, attract the people and materials you need, or make the right choices.
Well, certainly it would help to be able to read people, as in A, and it would be good to know what your competitors are thinking and what they're doing, but the correct answer is C. Determine the questions that need answering, attract the people and materials you need, or make the right choices that I've already referred to.
Okay. Number 7. It takes that all things in existence first existed in thought, and without thought there can be no form. A, the law of pure potentiality. B, the law of business dharma. Or C, the law of cause and effect.
Well, some of those have law of cause and effect certainly has something to do with it, but the correct answer there is A, the law of pure potentiality. This is the one where we talk about thought creating form. Without thought, there can be no form. What you create in thought can be made manifest, and that's why you go into the second phase of that is the law of believing and knowing. And so the correct answer there is A.
Okay. And number 8, what is the common quote applicable to the law of believing and knowing? A, faith comes by hearing in the oral tradition. B, anything the mind of men can conceive and believe it can achieve. And C, don't take a wooden nickel.
Well, the phrase was coined, it may have been coined by somebody else beforehand, but this is in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And we have covered the outline of that book. In fact, I think we took about 3 weeks on it. Anything the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve, that was the statement. And that's B.
Okay. And number 9, the natural order of the universe is A, chaos, B, abundance, C, evil, only continually.
Well, we have statements in the Old Testament or the Torah that God saw that their thoughts were only evil continually, and we have some modern day scientists who talk about the chaos theory. But in this book and from the people that we were quoting, the correct answer is B, abundance.
Okay. And then number 10, the creative power of thought operates through A, attraction, B, repulsion, or C, polarity?
And the correct answer there is attraction. The law of attraction that you begin when you create in thought what you want to manifest and you are allowing the process of believing and knowing that to come into effect, then attraction is in, the law of attraction is in play. In fact, we talk about, many of them talk about the law of attraction as if it had only to do with attracting physical materials and so forth, but in fact it is about the process of the inner being drawing to itself the experiences it requires in its process of evolution and unfoldment. So the correct answer is A, attraction.
Okay, and number 11, what is a saying that illustrates the law of relativity? There is no relation like correlations. B, every action causes a reaction, and C, everything is relative.
Well, certainly we have people say all the time everything is relative, but this is usually somebody who is feels like he's trapped in an argument, and so he's using everything is relative and walking away. This is really about the fact that everything we do, every action causes a reaction, and there is a connection, and as above, so below. So in from the world of physicality to the world of metaphysics, it's a matter of action causing a reaction. Correct answer is B.
Okay. And number 12, the law of balance and equalization is about A, hitting back or tit for tat, B, punishment with bad karma, or C, perfect justice.
Well, you know that tit for tat is not going to do you any good. That escalates, and you know the tit might start out small, the tat may end up very big. Even Jesus said, "If you've got a problem with your brother, go settle it with him before you go to court. You might get thrown into jail." A lot of people talk about good karma and bad karma. I maintain there's no such thing as good karma and bad karma. There's just simply karma. And when you have something that you experience that is unpleasant, I mean, certainly you can call that bad karma if you're working off there if you want. But the fact is that it's it is more difficult for you because you didn't listen before, and it's come back around again, and you're dealing with it again. So the real matter, in fact, is the answer C, perfect justice. Deepak Chopra said about this law that it is the perfect accounting system in the world, all right? So the correct answer is C, perfect justice.
And number 13, in a few words, what is the law of evolution and unfoldment? A, the theory of physical evolution created by Darwin. B, the creative process. Or C, everything changes for the better.
Well, I'm not sure that everything does change for the better. You know, we have people talking about that we have more indigo children now than we used to have, and we have this, that, and the other, and but I don't see that necessarily being the case. It's like the stock market. We kind of tend to go up and down. And what this principle is about the creative process. And it is true that everything is changing. In fact, that is, if you look at the studies, if you talk to your Buddhist friends, that one of the first laws of Buddha was everything changes. And the second is that all of our problems come from resistance to that change. So the correct answer there is B, the creative process.
Okay, and 14, remember those constantly looking for something for nothing. A, are smart traders and increase their bottom line. B, are freeloaders of the worst kind and become outcasts in the business community. Or C, often end up with nothing for something.
Well, A and B could happen. It could be true. But this is a saying that I coined, that those who are looking for something for nothing often end up with nothing for something. The answer is C.
Okay. And number 15, what does the law of righteous self-interest mean in brief? A, self-righteousness. B, primary purpose. Or C, premium selfishness.
Well, I've had people who have a religious background and so forth, and who just could not live with this principle of the law of righteous self-interest. But if you read many of the masters, you'll see them making it very clear that you must allow time for yourself. You must take care of yourself first. If you don't strengthen yourself, you can't help anybody else. And it really has to do more with what you have to do, what you're here for. So the correct answer is B, primary purpose.
Okay. In 16, in the laws of nature, the law of love corresponds to the life force, A, B, sex, or C, procreation?
Well, this is the correct answer there is A, the life force. When you look at the way the animals and everything that's living operates, it is essentially the love of life. It is the life force that is expressing love. 17.
Okay, sorry.
That's A. Correct answer is
okay.
A.
Okay, 17. What are the 8 qualities that successful entrepreneurs exhibit according to Stephen C. Harper in his book, Starting Your Own Business? A, intermediate, shrewd, bottom-liners, hard-nosed, ruthless, unconventional, B, opportunity seekers, future-oriented, committed to being the best, market-driven and customer-oriented, values employees, realistic, tolerant of tedium, resilient. C, big picture-oriented, no details, good negotiators, good nominators, unemotional, careful planners and slow to act, micromanager, elite educated, paranormal capabilities.
Well, the answer to that is B. If you go through and look at some of those listed in A and C, for instance, a micromanager in C would certainly not be correct. And Ruthless would not be correct either. B, opportunity seekers, future-oriented, committed to being the best, market-driven, and customer-oriented, values employees, realistic, tolerant and of tedium, and resilient. This comes from, as noted, Stephen C. Harper's book, Starting Your Own Business. And all of the books that are mentioned, you're welcome to look up. You can find any of them on the Internet. If, though, you do not have the workbook and you have not read the book, then you're at a slight disadvantage on some of these questions like this one, because if you haven't read it, then you just have to figure out from the answers what's likely to be correct or not. But the correct answer there is B.
Okay. Now we're moving on to Chapter 4, Question 1. Russell said the world of universals may also be described as A, the world of being, B, multinational, or C, multicultural.
Well, what Russell said was A, and if you haven't read that, you would know. That's A, the world of being. There's been several really good books on the law of being, and I've mentioned them to you before. The 12 Powers of Man by Charles Fillmore is a really good book on the law of being. All 12 powers are part of the law of being. The book by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi called The Art of Being, and I'm not quite sure the title there. But you can look up that it's in The Art of Living. It's about being and the art of living. You can look that up. Both of those books are specific to the universal law of being.
Okay, and...
Well, that answer is A.
A. Mm-hmm. And number two, the admonition of all the great masters, including Jesus, is to A, remain spotless and sinless, B, know oneself, or C, achieve a perfection at any cost.
Well, Jesus did say, be ye perfect. And he did tell people who had sinned to go and sin no more. But his main thing, and from most of the philosophers you'll find it true, the answer is B, to know yourself. Look at yourself first. And he used the parable of he says, don't be like the person who's trying to get a small splinter out of the eye of someone else when they've got a big stick in their own eye. So in other words, pay attention to yourself first. And this kind of goes back to that law of primary purpose again. So the answer there is B.
Okay, and number three, God causes it to rain on the just and unjust alike. This is a quote meaning A, universal laws are present for all, B, the God really doesn't care whether you are good or bad, and C, God doesn't care.
Well, we know he cares. We're told that he knows even the hairs of our head are numbered. We know that in some cases in the Old Testament, it does appear that it doesn't matter if the person is being devious or not, they sometimes get rewarded. But the correct answer is A, the universal laws are present for all.
Okay, and number four, Filman notes about living in line with laws of the land, B, laws of God, or C, our highest vision despite impulses to the contrary.
Dan Millman was a Olympic athlete, and he wrote the book The Middle Way, which is very close to what Buddha talked about. He called it The Middle Way as well. But he said it is about living in line with C, our highest vision, despite impulses to the contrary. You can get the book. It's a good book. And he covers a number of the universal laws. I don't know if he covers them all or not. I can't remember that. But this was a quote from him. that it's about living in line with our highest vision despite impulses to the contrary. That's number four.
Okay, and number five, we know that the most successful business people are A, hard-headed, no-nonsense, and unsentimental. B, imaginative, resourceful, and above all, persistent. Or, I got a page on out of place. Sorry.
Number C is not really very likable.
Not really. Sorry, I got a page out of order.
Yeah, it's out of the next page. Not very likable is C. We think of business people as being, often we think of them as being hard-headed, no-nonsense, unsentimental, and sometimes not likable. But the fact is that with success, people have to like you. They have to like you to work for you. They have to like you to buy from you. I mean, if you pay them enough, they may work for you anyway.
Hello, this is the med dispenser calling from HHRRISON at 8812386.
Is that a call for you, Rhonda?
The med dispenser is almost empty.
Yes, yeah, my medication.
Please press the 1 key to acknowledge this message. Press the 2 key to replay this message. Thank you.
All right.
Sorry.
You okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry. My med machine reminding me that it needs to be refilled.
Yeah,
sorry, everyone.
Okay. It's no problem. All right.
Okay.
I had a speech when he started spelling H. Harrison. I figured that was something like that coming out.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. The number five, we know the most successful business people are imaginative, resourceful, and above all, persistent. This is what... if you were reading the book in the workbook, you'd find that to be the correct answer. So that correct answer is B for number five. We're moving to number six.
Okay, and a business is life force and ideas of those. I'm sorry, my phone's getting ready to die. Of those.
Well, a business finds its life force in A, ideas and the execution of those ideas that are good, B, capital markets, and C, chaos. Well, the correct answer there is A, that the life force of a business is ideas and the execution of those ideas. So we're moving on to number seven.
Okay, a business is a living being, an entity, a composite. And A, thus really does not need people. B, around it is built a compound of forces, services, products, and methods. Or C, will grow exponentially.
Exponentially, yes. The correct answer is B. You can't guarantee that a business is going to grow exponentially. We'd like to think it would. And we certainly need people. The correct answer is B. It's around it is built a compound of forces, services, and products and methods. Number eight.
Okay, number eight, you cannot separate yourself from your business without A, being swallowed by the competition, B, substantial financial losses, or C, separating the business from your mind.
The correct answer there is C. And when you try and when you do separate your thinking from your business, and you get off involved in other things, the critical heartbeat of the business is gone. Correct answer is C. You cannot separate yourself from your business without separating the business from your mind.
And Ben's book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, he reveals A, 10 universal truths, B, the 10 commandments, or C, the New Age Truth?
Ogmandino's book is very good. He's written several small books, and The Greatest Salesman in the World, you might think, was all for salesmen, but in fact he's, and a lot of salesmen are given the book to read. He covers 10 of the universal truths, in the book. If he covers the other two, it's kind of incorporated into the 10. So the correct answer is A, 10 universal truths.
Okay, and number 10, start of activity is from the level of A, sustained persecution, B, your thinking, or C, wasted karma.
The start of activity is from the level of your thinking. Everything has to do with your thinking. And we've covered that in various ways. In fact, even in talking about separating your business from your mind, everything has to do, everything with that business. And you'll find that people who are successful in business are constantly thinking about ways that they can improve it. They're constantly looking for ways to improve the business, improve their bottom line, how to satisfy customers. They're constantly looking. Successful people are. So the correct answer is 10, B, your thinking.
Okay, 11, blank, not paper, make a business a living entity. A, gold, B, the internet, or C, ideas and people?
Well, certainly if your business is online, then the internet is a major part of and very important to you. It is important to us. And we'd like to have as much gold as we can have available to develop the business with and so forth. But a lot of people think of the company as a piece of paper. Well, I've got a corporate charter, you know, from the state. That's a legal formality. Everything about a business, what makes up the business is ideas and people, not paper. Make a business a living entity. The correct answer is C.
Okay, 12. The unity nature of mind consists of A, unconsciousness, consciousness, and hyperactivity. B, feeling, emotion, thought, intellect, and will, determination, or C, right brain, left brain, and center lobe?
Well, it would be A would be correct if it didn't have hyperactivity in there. And we're not really talking about right brain, left brain here. We're talking about B. The unity of nature of mind consists of feeling, that's emotions. You can have a thought, but if you don't put any emotion into it, it won't go anywhere. And intent is such a major part of anything. That's when things start to happen. If you've been thinking about doing a particular business or thinking about doing anything in particular, and you're still mulling it over in your mind, nothing happens. But once you say, this is my intent, I intend to do the following, you make that commitment, then things begin to happen. So the correct answer there is B, feeling, that's emotion, thought, intellect, and will, determination.
Okay, and 13, facts, in order to arrive at truth, we must be able to inquire into a subject without inserting feelings, B, withdraw from public life, or C, suffer?
Well, the fact is, in order to arrive at truths, sometimes we just simply have to take a step back and remove the emotion from the situation and the attachments that we may have from a situation. So the correct answer there is to inquire into a subject without getting heavily emotionally involved in it. Now, once you have sorted out the facts and you've established your intent, then you want to put emotion into it, but not in the stage where you're researching or looking into something. The correct answer is A.
Okay, and number 14, we should love truth for truth's own sake and intent. Willingly sacrifice our possessions. This refers to A, our worldly possessions, B, our dreams, or C, preconceived ideas?
Now, the correct answer there is C, preconceived ideas. It's what the subject is talking about there in the book, in the workbook, is to try, if you start with a preconceived idea, and you're trying, and all of your efforts are going into proving that idea correct, then like attorneys in a court, you know, they don't want to give any advantage to the opposition. But what we have to do in looking at for truth is to get rid of our preconceived ideas and start from scratch. And so the correct answer there is C. I take it that that's all we're going to cover. We've got number 15 is Maria Nemeth. It's a quote from hers, and we're going to cover Maria Nemeth later in later weeks. She has some very good thoughts. And on the 15, I have to go back and look and see what my idea was when I wrote that. Because frankly, folks, I ain't got a clue. So I'll go back and talk to you about that a little bit later on. We'll just cover that. Just keep that 15 in mind, and we'll cover that later on. How long have you been doing? Have you been working on the laws of material wealth at all, Rhonda? I know you're very busy with all this other stuff.
I've been working on it here and there, but it's actually, as I look at all this, I mean, it's pretty much how I live my life on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I tell people. A lot of people say, "I knew that," and I say, "Well, I hope so." You know, we grow up.
Yeah.
We grow up
hearing those cliches. My life, you know, changes all the time, mostly because I'm constantly in motion to be better and to be more effective with the gifts that I have. And so, and it's been pretty strong for me, you know, that the old belief systems aren't working, and that's what's gotten us to where we are today. And this is more of the universal law that incorporates everything, spirit, emotional, physical, mental, and the universe itself versus, you know, just doing our own thing or being inside of a box that, you know, maybe fit our grandparents or our parents, but no longer fits in this new age.
I want to take thanks for the comments there. I want to take just a minute and remind you that this is the 40th week of the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. If you have not received, now all of these shows are archived, so all you've got to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, BLOGTALK, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, that's R-E-N-F-O-R-D. That'll take you to the home page of Radio by Renford, and there you can find all of the shows going back 4 or 5 years. All of the shows are up there. You can go in and find week one and bring you through to week 40 of the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. So you can do that. If you have not received the support material, you've not signed up, you haven't got the book and the workbook, I will still send you the support material for the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. Week one, we started with the Renford Affirmations, and which is a mindset change. It's basically like rebooting your computer. And then we moved in week two to what is the secret to success? Is there really such a thing as a secret to the success? Or is it simply a process? All right, then we go into week three, the universal laws are a process. Week four, how the 13 universal principles of success relate to each other, how they're connected, because each one of the 13 is connected to the other 12. The source of the success principles was week five. Week six was well-being attitude. That was all centered around a poem and called Attitude. And then week seven, why study metaphysics? What's the significance here? And as we've talked about it tonight, the significance is that thought creates form, and without thought there can be no form. So if you're going to create anything, you have to understand what the process is, and you can find that out with the study of metaphysics. Week 8, primary benefits of the class. Week 9, the competition, or rather the completion of the first cycle. That's street language. We talked about cliches for each one of the 13 universal laws. Week 10, we talked about how numbers are important, why they're used, why they're so significant in ancient texts like the Bible. And week 11, our perspective was a poem called Impoverishment, and we talked about that quite a bit because the attitude and our perspective is so important. If it gets out of kilter, then everything is out of kilter. Week 12, your vision. Week 13, the fields of knowledge. Week 14, the second field of knowledge. Week 15, the third and fourth fields of knowledge. Week 16, the second half of the third field of knowledge. And then we began a series of books that are pretty well known, like Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. We did the second half of that in week 18. And we did a summary in week 19. In week 20, we did Wallace D. Waddle's outline commentary on his book, The Science of Getting Rich. And he was a kind of a forerunner of Napoleon Hill. He was around in the early 20s. And we cover several writers like that, Thomas Troward as well. In week 22, we do Thomas Troward's Hidden Power, and 23 is part 2, excuse me. Week 24 is Ernest Holmes. He was along about that same time. Part 2 on week 25, 26, the summary, and we had a guest, John Gilmore, who is has established the Open Heart Spiritual Center here, which is based on the teachings of Ernest Holmes. And then week 27, the 12-step program. This is Alcoholics Anonymous. A lot of you wouldn't have thought that how spiritual and how close to the laws the 12-step program is, but that's precisely why it's been so successful. We did the 12-step program 1 and 2. We did Ralph Waldo Emerson 1 and 2. James Allen 1 and 2. James Allen was the author As a Man Thinketh, which is a phrase that Jesus used. And then we did 3 weeks on the teachings of Jesus, part 1 and 2. And then we did the Master Key with Charles Hanel, 1 and 2. So that's all before we began the lesson questions, which is really a summary. I want to take just a moment and tell you a little bit about the Renford Broadcast Network. I mentioned earlier that Jerry Bunting had created the site on YouTube, the Renford Broadcast Network, and to view those DVDs of the Laws of Material Wealth, Personal Development Program, the Book Man Show, the Core Concepts Lectures, Musics with Meaning, and all of those things that I mentioned, you need to go to youtube.com and then just simply type in Renford Broadcast Network, and you'll be able to get that. And then there are links there to other things like the website and like RBR. And I want to remind you also, I didn't mention it earlier, I talked about the core document and the Searcher's Roadmap that are free ebooks, and the Unity Principles that are free ebooks that are up on the website on the im-core.org website. But you can also download the Lightways Easing, and that includes advertising and free online distribution. It's kind of the voice of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics and Church of Revelation. It's a color magazine. The prototype is up there. We're working hard to get that going out on a more regular basis. But it includes articles by me and articles by guests. and interviews and activities and projects and editorials and calendar of events and so forth. So we've been through a couple of editors there, and we're still looking for the right one. You can also go to that IAMCOR website and get a lot of information on the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. Besides the bookstore and these free books and so forth, there's also all of the courses in the first level. In fact, in the three levels of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. And those books can be downloaded as e-books, or they can be purchased and they'll be drop-shipped to you in 3 days. You can get them in the bookstore. And basically, it's a matter of reading the book and answering the questions. If you are of a mind to create a ministry, then you can receive an ordination from the Church of Revelation. If you complete the first level, you're ordained as a minister teacher. If you complete the second level as a master teacher, and the third level as a doctor metaphysician. So all of that is available there for you. But that is, as I mentioned, is a very unusual organization, and I invite you to go read it, the core document, and give me a call. Tell me what you think. Also, any of you who are working with the Laws of Material Wealth Program and you'd like to talk to me personally, just go ahead and call 901-487-9365 or email me, iamrenford@gmail.com, and we'll take care of you there. Do you have anything that you would like to add, Rhonda?
No, just if you have any ideas or things like that for shows or topics you'd like to cover, you can always reach me at hummingbirdoils@gmail.com. As I'm trying to help different hosts have different shows so that we can keep your interest up if there's some things you're interested in.
Yeah, and you are, and she is developing her own show as well, which will probably come into play after we finish this 5 or 6 weeks here with the Laws of Material Wealth, and I again start to interview. I've kind of laid off the interviewing to allow time to cover the information. We're going to be finishing here a little bit earlier tonight, and that is primarily because of my own health issues, but I look forward to being with you again next Wednesday night at 8:30 with week 41 of the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Rhonda, for your support this evening.
You're very welcome, sir. Have a good night.
Have a good evening, everyone.